Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I only want the hand of the Lord. What about you now? Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know you was the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I know my voice is trying to get packed up. Of course, it should. After yesterday's anointing,
amen.
That was powerful.
Amen.
I said that was awesome.
Amen.
The presence of God was here.
Amen.
Was it that Emma jump up and said, "I got my victory.
Amen.
I got my victory." I'm like, Lord, what are you saying to us? Is she the only one here? No, me too. I said, Lord, I got my victory. Oh my God. What an awesome friend.
Amen.
There was no double. From the opening prayer to the benediction. Do you know even the rabbi that did the benediction? I don't even know what he did. But I know God moved through him. He blessed his house again.
Amen.
He consecrated the house. Oh my God.
Amen.
God was here.
Amen.
God was here.
Amen.
And he's still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Give the Lord a praise, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know that the devil is angry. Listen, we should know that, right? We should know that the devil is angry. He's very angry because that yesterday was what? A sausage. It opened doors.
Yes.
People, some of the ministers said, wow, you did have a mission. We weren't expecting to come and meet a place like this. Beautiful. I said, really? He said, it's beautiful. He said, this indeed means you have a mission. And by the grace of God, call us anytime. We are here to become the fulfillment of your joy.
Amen.
I said, oh, thank you very much. Now, supposing you all were not here to support, what would have happened? Supposing you all were not here yesterday morning for us to prepare those packages, what would have happened? Supposing you all were not here to give God praise, you know, they were expecting because they know I don't have Nigerians a lot. They know I have, you know, whites, blacks, and every. Supposing they were expecting that why they, you know, to give up prayers, my people don't know how to open their mouth. What would have happened? But they saw that rather my people were the machines yesterday. Okay, when they give up prayer, you already know what to do. You're already praying. And everybody was like, wow, did you see how that white lady was praying? I said, yes. Yes, I said, because I've been able to brainwash them in Jesus. I've been able to tell them that you don't get victory by... No, the devil is going to bring the hell out of you. But when the devil knows that, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. I say, yes, they've come a long way.
Amen.
They are now warriors
Amen.
Of the kingdom.
Amen.
They are conquerors. And they are victorious.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Without wasting much of our time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we don't look at crowd to preach. If others come, amen. When we finish, whoever is closing us out, let's remember to pray for Sister Rose. Let's remember to pray for Sister Rose. I know Pastor Jose, I didn't hear from him this morning. Yesterday he said after his dialysis, you know, that thing can weaken them. So he was thinking after that he would come, but I didn't see him and I didn't hear from him this morning. Let's remember to put him in in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Any news about Jai?
No.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right. Yesterday last week we started with the third part of a plan, purpose, and process. And we are now in process. And I remember I stopped at the scriptures on Proverbs 1 verse 11. Give me Proverbs 1 verse 11. That's where I'm going to start from. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 11. Proverbs chapter 1. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privately for the innocent without causes. And what led to this? I was telling us last week that now when you have identified and accept the vision or plan of God for your life, be very careful with whom you share it with. Remember I said that last week, right? Be very careful whom you share your plan with. The reason being that the world is full of dream snatchers. They are not there for your good. So the dream snatchers will lie in wait for the right moment to dash your hope into pieces and to quench your spirit. That's all they are created for. So be careful whom you share your vision, your mission, your destiny, your plans. Be careful whom you share with. You see, when Joseph, right, was going through the process, he never told anybody about how he was sold into slavery. He never told anybody how his brothers betrayed him. And he never told anybody, apart from his parents, the dream he had.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he had mentioned it, even while in prison, somewhere would have snatched that dream. And perhaps wouldn't have even mentioned him to Pharaoh. But what they know about Joseph is that he interprets dreams.
Amen.
Yes. That's all they know. But the rest he kept to himself. How do I know? Even when the brothers came to buy food in Egypt, he recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says he never mentioned anything, but rather he went privately and wept.
Mm-hmm.
His servants were like, why is our master weeping? He never mentioned it to them that these are my brethren. Do you know what they did to me? They sold me. They did this. They did that. He kept it privately to himself. Because sometimes the bed of the air hears and they take it what? Abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful whom you share your vision with. Supposing Joseph would have told the Egyptians that, you know this, my brothers, you know what they did to me? Oh, they sold me into slavery. You know, they did this, they did that. Tell me, what would have happened? Those Egyptians, there is no way on earth
mm-hmm.
and the right people would have accepted
yes.
their brothers. That is exactly what we do when we open up our mouth and begin to leak our secrets. Sometimes God allows you to go through stuff for you. Keep it to yourself. Don't say it to someone because you might think you want to say it so they could have pity on you. But unknown to you that you are exposing your vision, you are exposing your mission, you are exposing your destiny. Joseph kept it. And he knew if I did it, oh my God, the purpose would be defeated. Because now the Egyptians will be angry at my brothers that, wow, they did that to you. Then let's not give them food. Then the purpose then is defeated. And there's no way Israel and his sons, Jacob and his sons, would have migrated back to Egypt. So be careful who you share it with. And that's what Brother Solomon said. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privately for the innocent without cause. Why should it be a partaker of evil?
Amen.
Why should it be a partaker of evil? Why is it that only when it comes to evil, then you know, oh, we can come together? Why don't you come together when it's for good? I said, why don't you come together when you know that there's a house to be built? Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that when there's destruction, that's when you are found? That's when you are the chief priest.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be a chief priest only in evil? Why don't you be a chief priest even in that which is good? In that which will put you in the kingdom. So be careful whom you share with. Now there's a popular saying in my place, in my country, that says, if you don't know where you are going, any road will take you there. You know? If you don't know where you are going, then any road will take you. Because you don't know. You're blind to where you are going. And that's why I'm encouraging you that it's important not only to understand your purpose, but also to know where you are headed. It's very important. And what your final destination will be. Jesus Christ said, before you build that house, why don't you sit down first and count the cost, whether you are able to finish it or not. Don't just gamble into it. Hey, I said, don't just fall just because, oh, this is open. You just fall into it. Have you sat down, first of all, to calculate the cost? Is this going to work out for my good? What would be my benefit? When the result comes out, will I be rewarded or will I be rebuked? You know, if only we can just take that moment just to sit down and just think. And just take a moment and just think that this thing I'm about to invest upon, will it be for my good? He said, who is the man that set his hands on the plow and look back? He's not fit for the kingdom. So, but before you set your hand, are you ready? Are you ready to die for what you believe? If you are not ready to die for what you believe, why go with it? Why move with dogs when you know you are not ready to eat shit? Why? Why? Why do we do things to please others? Instead of us to do things to please God. You see, I'm learning right now. I told my elder, what was that? She was talking about, we were talking about something. I said, listen, as long as I like it and it pleases me, I said, that's all that matters. I said, see, how you feel? I said, how you feel right now? About what you think you saw, I say it doesn't matter. But do I feel good about it? Yes.
Amen.
Does my husband like it? Okay. Yes. I said, so see, your opinion right now does not stand. I said, because if I listen to you, I listen to Tina, I listen to Tinuke, I listen to Emma, I say I listen, then I will get confused.
Amen.
You will get confused. But what is that is pleasing to you? But you know, listen, as long as you know, it's not a sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're doing is not a sin, right? And it will not be a stumbling. Because if what I do become a stumbling for you not to worship God, then that thing that I do then has become what, an offense. But when I take out those two, I'm okay. I'm just cool. Because I'm somebody that I feel like I want to please everybody. And you try to please everybody, guess what? I lose my own destiny.
Amen.
In fact, I miss out of my process.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's be focused. Yes, you miss your final destination, my friend. But both in the natural and in the spiritual realm. You not only will miss your final destination in the physical, but also in the spiritual realm. I was discussing with my brother and while we were talking, was it last week or last 2 weeks? He started mentioning some facts about what I believe. And I said, oh my God, I thought you are from the secular world. Oh no, he was rather posing a question to me. That, you know, what do you call it? God has a name. I said, of course, yes, God has a name. But the name above every name is that name, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just talk about that. We spoke about some things. And I told him, I said, oh! I said, now I see why you've been running away from me. Now I see why God brought you to me, but you have been running away. So that means you already have, you are a cream. Because, of course, if you are not a cream, I can't know you. We won't agree.
Amen.
I said, you are a cream. When are you coming to church? Next.
Upper Sunday.
Or even the people, my people already know. When are you coming to church? I will come. Auntie, next Upper Sunday. When are you coming to church? Next Upper Sunday. Then until I said, you know what? Go. In fact, if you hear me, go. Are you giving up on me? Yes, I'm giving up on you right now. Don't give up on me. Jesus never did. No, he did. Yes, he did. When he came to the Pharisees, his own, and they refused him, what did he do? He turned his back. I said, see, I'm not even Jesus. I've even tried. But I'm glad he's here with us today. So when he said to us, oh, I'm coming to church. I just, auntie, I mean it. Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Tina said, do you mean next Upper Sunday? He said, no, I'm coming to church this Sunday. I said, okay. He said, but I have to stop ironing my clothes because I don't want the devil. That Sunday morning, then the devil will come with something. Then so I have to start getting my stuff ready since on Tuesday. I have to start getting it ready. Why am I saying this? He knows what his destination are. He knows what his final purpose are. He knows what he believes. But he never thought that there could be people like-minded until words came out.
Amen.
Right? Oh, okay. Can I trust them? I thought maybe they are this, you know what I mean, secular kind. I said, no, we're not. And that's why, because the word is so hard, the word we preach is so hard, of course people don't want it, except those that wants to be saved. So let's see what God is about to do.
Amen.
You must have a purpose, my friend. You must have a plan. And you must have a process for your life. As a matter of fact, your purpose defines your primary reason for living. Listen, your purpose defines your primary living for your primary purpose for living. The purpose of Joseph was to go forth and prepare a place for his people. You see? That is the purpose, right? That is the destiny. But for that to come to pass, he has to go through a process. Now, I said last week, sometimes the process we go through is not the ones we actually wanted. It's not the one that is so sweet. But God wants you to go through that process, because in going through that process, especially when it's bad, but go through it, because on the other side, somebody said on the other side.
On the other side.
It's God's destiny.
Amen.
So your process defines your destiny. Joseph's process defined his destiny. He said to his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God turned it for good.
Yeah.
You meant it for evil. You meant to destroy my destiny. You meant to destroy the plan. You meant to destroy everything that God has ordained. All because I told you I had a dream. I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you became the devil's workshop, to be used to destroy. Well, that devil's matter, or that devil's workshop, right, that you thought, when you do it to me, it's going to destroy me, actually became a process for me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because through that process, he learned obedience.
Yes.
He learned patience.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to endure. He now learned to love. So the process that we go through in life is a lesson. A lesson that at the end of the day, we're going to write the test. And after we write the test, then God gives us a higher promotion. Now, what was the test for Joseph? His test was the fact that when his brethren came,
mm-hmm.
Listen, if I am the one, I'll tell you the truth. The moment I know, you did me this. I see them, I'll first of all eye them. What you not going to do? That was the first question. What did you come to look? You destroyed me the other time. Have you chased me again? Now you know I'm in Egypt. Okay, you have come to destroy me. Listen, that's what you all, we all will do. Stop looking at me like as if I'll be the only culprit that will do that. We want to fight. But you see, the process has humbled him.
Amen.
You see, the process I am going through is humbling me. Even to where sometimes I ask myself, am I okay? Am I normal? I ask myself, am I about to die? Even though I don't say it. Because sometimes, you know, I know what I'm saying.
Amen.
Because there are things that sometimes I don't take you on, I don't take, you know, shit. But now when it happens, I'm quiet. I say, am I getting ready to die? So God is trying to prepare me, you know? No, don't laugh. So that the devil will not have any real accusation against me. It scares me. Because I know I'm supposed to react. You know, I'm supposed, but I see myself, sometimes I will do, but it's not even up to here, just in the tongue, and it's gone. But it's humbling. I said your purpose defines your primary reason for living. Your being and your divine forces in life, you as a being, and your driving forces, the driving forces in your life, right, is all about a process leading you to a destination. You are a being. Good. But what use is you being a being without a driving force? So if you don't have a driving force, you don't have a final destination. Of what use is this car? If somebody don't get into this car, start the engine, and begin to drive to a destination, of what use will it be? That is how you are a being. But of what use will your being be without a driving force? In other words, without thinking, without moving, without meditating on what next step should I take, on what's the next thing I should do to make my life better. People know me to be this, to be that. Now, who am I aspiring to be right now? Mm-hmm. Do I still continue to remain? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God showed me something yesterday. He showed me how some people are being planted into churches when Sister Kato was leading us in prayer for the churches. Mm-hmm. And I saw this. I saw how the devil plants people in churches, not because they want to be saved. Listen to me. Not because they want to be saved. But they plant them in the churches, right? Mm-hmm. And then they liaise. Listen, if you think these demons don't know themselves, you lie. He showed me how they liaise with one another. What's happening in the church there? Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know? I tried, but this is what is happening. What about you? Oh, girl, you need to know. This is what is happening. Then if the man is the one, brother, how about you? Oh, you don't know, I try to really destroy them, but I'm working. I make sure I disturb their prayers. I begin to see all this. And I said, so, which means they all connect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because they connect, you are wondering, how come what happened in this church? If you go to another church, they also have that same experience.
True.
Amen. Am I lying? Then you begin to wonder. So, because I said yesterday, I wanted to say it yesterday. I said, no, it's too much. I will keep it for our church. Are you the one planted by the devil here? I swear, in the name of the Lord God of glory, mm-hmm. Holy Ghost fire will break your leg and blind your eye in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we've suffered. Show me how they connect. And then, you know, it's like a telephone. What's happening? What's happening? Okay, you know, we have a mission. We have to. So they tell themselves of the bad thing they are doing in the church. And then when they are not able to conquer that ministry, it's okay, I'm coming to help you. And then they will come to be a member. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Unknown to you that those are that inviting themselves. They'll come to be a member then. So, of course, you know, one will chase thousands, two will chase thousands. Even so, also, it happens in the kingdom of the devil. Amen. So now there are two. If that two cannot do it, that's how they keep building themselves until they're able to achieve their purpose. And that's why we need to pray for church. We need to pray for pastors.
Amen.
We will not be quiet. But if we be with a purpose, I said if we be with a purpose, and we have this driving force, and what's our driving force? Ability to pray, ability to fast. True, the devil will shake us, no doubt, but we will be more than a conqueror. Amen. And we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Because the devil cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I bring that in life because as soon as the Holy Spirit reminded me, as I forget, so I said, let me let you all know. So please, let me one another's watchdog.
Amen.
Your plan detects how you will accomplish your purpose. Your plan dictates how you accomplish your purpose. Now, your plan outlines your strategies and tactics. By getting some one educational background, that does not mean if you don't read though that you will not make it. But America has made it in such a way that if you don't go to school, if you don't go to school, you will not be recognized. Even though we know Microsoft, Apple, when we say they are school dropout, does not mean they don't have a diploma. Does not mean they didn't go to college. You see, they went to college, right? That's why they had the knowledge of what they are doing today. But they may not finish. This is the part of the country that I see that if you don't read, you don't eat. Even for you to be a hairdresser, you must go to school. If you want to be a shoe cobbler, you must go to school. But you see, in my place, all I need to do is just to come watch the shoe cobbler, how he's sewing the shoes. And then the next thing is I'm practicing mine and I become mine. Tina in Nigeria, she went to fashion school. But you see, all the people that will come to learn fashion just come under her feet and they train. But you can't do that in America. Even if they train under your feet, they will still go and write an exam. And you are telling my mother that is old to go and write an exam just because she wants to, you know, take care of babies, you know what I mean? Babysitting, you have to write an exam. By getting some educational backgrounds, career, your associations, we are looking at how you accomplish your purpose. By getting educational background, career, who do you associate with, your relationship, and priorities. I said, how you will get your purpose accomplished? One is by getting educational background, career, your association, relationships, and your priorities. What is your priority? What is your priority? Now the process helps organize and put in place your actions. The process helps organize. Even though it may look sad, it may look not sweet, but your process helps you to organize and put in place your actions, preparing you for the journey, increasing your faith, and enhancing your ability to endure. Give me the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It helps you. It prepares you for the journey. It increases your faith and enhances your ability to endure. But they that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. They that wait. To wait is a pain in the ass. I said to wait is what? A pain in the rear end. I know what I'm saying. Wait? You know how many of us have been waiting? We've been praying. Amen. It's as if God, as a matter of fact, some of us will even, I've been a victim. I'll look at my pastor and like, whatever, maybe God didn't show him. He's just saying it to just keep me happy. We all have come to that. It's true we may see what we see. The pastor saw it, but you see, because I want it right now. So because I'm not getting it, I look at it and, please. But unknown to me that God is telling me, wait, I will give it to you, but just what? Wait. That's why I said waiting is a pain in the rear end. But if you do, you will renew your strength. If you try, waiting is a process. Amen?
Amen.
Waiting is what? It's a process. Because if you do go through that process, then you'll be strengthened. Then you're going to mark top wings as eagle. You will run and nothing will weary you. You will walk and you will not be tired. You know how many of God's people has given us hope just because things did not come when they wanted and how they wanted, they backslid.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to go through that process. Now, I have about 5 points on know what to do. When you're going through your process, know what to do. It's a subheading. Knowing what to do when you go through your process. Give me 2 Chronicles 20. At 2 Chronicles 20. Let me say 20:20. Or rather, 2 Chronicles 20 says, if my people which are called by my name, is it? And they rose early, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. Now hold this scripture. This scripture. No, I'm coming. Yes, I'm right. I know the one you're talking about. But this one in 2 Chronicles 20:20 is where I'm basing my 5 points upon. Now, even when you know your plans, you know your purpose, you know your destiny, difficult times will still arise. And there will be times when you don't know which way to go or what to do. Now, when that time comes, brethren, listen to these 5 things, 5 points to keep in mind. Like I said, I'm taking these 5 points from 2 Chronicles 20:20. Stand. And they rose up in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Joseph stood and said, stand. Stand and confront the issues. Don't run away. Israel was in diaspora and they were trying to run away. But Joseph stood and said, stand. Don't run away. Stand firmly on the last correct decision you've made. Stand firmly. The last decision that was in your mind. Is that what you want? Is that the correct one? Stand on it. Why? God already promised you, I'm going to bless you. And here comes all this detour. Don't look at those detours.
Amen.
You've applied to jobs. Nobody's calling you for interview. Don't look at those. Stand. God already told me, I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to get this job. Stand.
Amen.
Stand on the last correct decisions you've made. And analyze the situation from that point. Find resources to keep you strengthened. Find things that will give you comfort, such as Bible quotes or passages. I know that the thought you have for me is the thought of peace to bring me to my expected end. Lord, you said that the expectation of a righteous shall not be cut short. Find something that will keep you strengthened. That is not the time to call some old raggedy friend that you know that they are not up for your good. When you do call them and you begin to tell them of what you are going through, they're going to be the sorrow of your joy, not the help of your joy. Because instead of them to tell you, it's okay, it's going to be all right, they'll tell you, oh my God, What did he say? Eh? If I'm the one, I'll put on short knicker, I'll go and fight. I'll go and do this. I'll go. Is that what you, is that the answer to the situation? Oh, it's okay, you're going through this. Well, God allowed it. Just let it be. Just let it be. Be patient. Forgive. Just go. Because, you know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
And I will pay. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of friend I want. That's the kind of partner I want. Not the one that will encourage me to go and beat you. And you know, because when I finish, guess what? I'm going to end up in jail. Mm-hmm. And they'll still be the one to come and say, she didn't have gone that far. Hey, hello? You just told me not to put on my shirt and go fight them. Now you are telling me she didn't have gone that far. You don't know that when I'm fighting, that the demon of fight will come upon me? You don't know that? That the demon of fight, or you don't know fighting is a demon, you don't know? When it comes on me and I pick up the bottle and I break your head. Because when the demon of fighting comes, it's not going to give up until somebody is dead. Amen?
Amen.
So remember Bible quotes, passages. Remember prayer. Remember what? Meditations. Remember meditations.
Amen.
Do you meditate? A man that stands, meditates. A man that what? Stand, meditates. You can never meditate when you are going to and fro like the devil. Devil, where are you coming from? I'm going to and fro. To and fro. What is he doing? Oh, look at her. Look at, oh, look at. Look. Yeah, go there, go there, go there. Go, go, go. Oh, look at him. Come on, don't you see that girl? Come on, go, go, go. Is that who you are? You go to and fro. Because when you go to and fro, then you can meditate. But if your mind is steady, what I mean steady, I didn't mean you shouldn't go out to walk. Oh, the pastor said we should meditate, therefore when we go to and fro, we don't meditate. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to lock myself in for 1 week and I'm not going to go to work. Well, you will not get paid. But even while you are walking, you know you are walking, but your mind is on the Lord. You are still meditating. And then when you close from the job, why don't you just take a drive to the beach? Sit down. It's a good place to meditate. Some is in the park. Find what suits you. Find what calms you. Is it some beautiful, nice, good candles? Those are aromatherapy. That when you put it on, all your brain calms down. I said, find what makes you stand. Joseph said, stand. He stood and said. Before you stand, you must have meditated, right? Before you start to say something, something must have gone through your mind. Number two, focus. Remember, the first point is what? Stand. When that time comes, remember these five things. Don't forget. Stand, please. Stand, stand. Don't backslid. Stand. Don't give up. Number two, focus. Set your eyes on creative power that lies within. Set your mind on creative power that lies within you. Don't dwell on your problem. Focus on the solution. Focus on finding solution, brethren. Though you can't solve everything in one day, there's no way you can solve everything in one day. But address it the same way you eat an elephant. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You try to eat the whole elephant one day, guess what? Amen. Be focused. Your focus is elephant, I'm going to defeat you. Elephant, I'm going to eat you. But don't eat it in a rush. Right? Don't eat it because you're in a hurry. You do that, I don't know what will happen. But take it one bite at a time. In other words, you can't solve your situation in one day. It's impossible. But be focused. What's your focus? I know my Redeemer liveth. I know God You have told me that this is my purpose, this is my calling, and I'm focused. You see, if not that God is helping me to be focused, do you know that sometimes the church will be full, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the devil thinks I'll be happy. And then some days like this, no, I'm focused. So whether you are 2, guess what? I'm doing the will of God. Whether you are 50, I'm focused. In fact, when you are few, that's when I want to worship God and dance very well. Because that's exactly what the devil wants me to do. You know, to cripple me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that God did not ask me that when you have crowd, mm-hmm. that is when you should preach with your utmost utter. No.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's just the truth that God gave me? What is the only thing? Mm-hmm. Have I thought about that? Mm-hmm. The reason why many men of God, of all, the reason why we lose focus is because we are not focused. It's because we are not focused. Our focus is only on the material thing, in quote. Our focus is, oh, when the people are many, then the tithe will be heavy, then the offer will be more, then I can earn and drive Lamborghini and live in a $1 million house. Suppose that's not God's will for you. So you lose focus. So I know what I'm saying. That the reason why men of God fail, the reason why they are not focused, the reason why they lose their vision is because they are not focused. You are not focused on God. You are not focused on what He wants for you. And thereby you are driven as what? A wind.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3. Remember now, eat the elephant one bite at a time. Take it one day at a time. 3. Reflect and meditate. See, all that I'm giving you is in 2 Chronicles 20:20. Reflect and what? And meditate. Take time to clear your mind of clusters and allow the answer for your life to speak to you. When you don't reflect, when you don't meditate, how will your mind speak to you? How will God speak to you? When you are everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.
Amen.
How will you hear from God? Don't come and tell me you had a dream when you know already the previous night before you slept, you were eating a whole bowl of beans. And then because your body is so heavy, you're having a dream. And you're telling me, you know, I had this dream. I don't understand. I saw the rat. No, I saw the squirrel. The squirrel was just trying to bounce on me, and I was bouncing on the squirrel. No, I just right there. I asked some of you, I said, what did you eat? I said, well, I said, because I'm trying to meditate with you, but I'm not getting an answer. So the first question I ask is, what did you eat before you sleep? Oh, man, no, not that. I said, there's something. What were you thinking about before you slept? Because when our mind is everywhere, we can't meditate. We can't hear from God. We can't reflect. This is why some of us don't have remorse. It's because we don't reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go home and sit down, I sit down before I go to bed, on my bed, and reflect on everything that happened that day. This person came. I hope I spoke well. You know, if my heart condemns me, no, I'm good. But if my heart tells me, no, you should have taken calmly. Maybe you should have addressed this issue this way. If I say that it's really wrong and it's disturbing me, following that, picking up the phone, I'm calling you. You know, I'm so sorry. The way I spoke to you the other time, I should have asked God for wisdom, more wisdom on how to address the issue. Not because I'm wrong, but because the way I respond.
Mm-hmm.
What about if God gives me wisdom on how to respond? There won't be a problem.
Amen.
So if you don't reflect, you don't have remorse. Allow the answers for your life to speak to you, brethren. Reflection and meditation requires quiet time and peace. You cannot effectively reflect or meditate in between meetings, errands, or while you are doing household duties. How? Ask yourself, why is it that when we are going to the shower, you know, then our mind is only on how to take our shower, right? That's when God speaks to most of us. Because our mind is just focused on the water to come upon our body and to calm our mind. Then you just hear a quiet, still voice will tell you. We just bring things. You say, hey. But you are in the shower. But if you think you are jumping from pillar to post, then God will speak. I don't know what may speak. But God speaks most time when we are quiet. When we are quiet and when we are focused. Number four. Express gratitude. It's hard to be thankful and negative at the same time. How can you be thankful and you are negative? I have a sister here. I told her, please, ma, always be positive. I know. Because every time it's negative. Oh, you see this, your leg. After I reject it, listen, don't let me reject it and send it to you. Amen.
Amen.
It's hard to be thankful and then negative at the same time. That is if you are thankful. But the Bible tells us about those that are unthankful cannot be in the kingdom of God. So use this method to change your unpleasant attitude. Use this method to change your unpleasant environment into a pleasant one. Be thankful. Be positive. I know I will make it because the Bible tells me that I can do all things through Christ that what strengthens me. I can do all things. All, not few. All things. It may look as if nothing is happening around me right now. It may look as if the world is all upside down. But I know one thing. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If only I'm focused on my God. If only I believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. No, we don't want to believe the prophet. We want to castigate the prophet. We want to speak against the prophet. We want to mess the prophet, make them of no reputation. And you think you will prosper? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm.
Amen.
I said it the other day. I said, how many of you were thankful? You think that thankful is only when you give me, maybe Sister Emma give me this nice shoe. I like it. What size is it? Answer me, what size is this shoe?
Ten.
Then you have it after service. So maybe when she gives it to me now, oh, Stemma, thank you. Oh, Stemma, she's so nice. Thank you. Yes, that is one thank you. But what about when she calls me to tell me, Mama, how are you? Are you okay? I'm just checking on you. I should tell her what? Thank you. Because not everybody will be mindful to pick up the call to call you and check on you. Thank you. How many of you, after service, have finished preaching? Only the person making an announcement will be the one, oh, thank God for this message. The rest of you, you're unthankful. So are you telling me that when your parents put meal on the table, I'm giving you food, you are eating. I'm the one cooking the food. You all ate all the food yesterday. I'm waiting to see who tell me. Nobody has been able to tell me thank you. You ate my chicken salad yesterday.
Thank you.
You all loved it. But I'm just saying, let's be thankful always.
Amen.
Even if it's just a second, Father, I thank you that You've made me alive to witness this day. Thank you for the words you've spoken. Lord, thank you. Be thankful. But you can't be thankful and be negative. If you know your mind is negative, very bad, very negative mind, well, I'm not going to tell you what is going to happen. It's between you and God. But use your unpleasant attitude, listen, an environment, turn it into a pleasant one, please.
Amen.
If you don't blow your trumpet, who is going to dance for you?
Amen.
If you don't smile, you say, why is she smiling? Right? I didn't even say a word, but I smiled, he smiled back. So use what you have to achieve what you want.
Amen.
I'm not telling that to go stick out your legs because that's what you have on Nebraska. That's what I'm not talking about that you stick out your legs because I have learned. The pastor said, use what you have to get what you want. And then you go to Nebraska, you stick out your legs. You know what I mean, right? That's not the one I'm talking about. No, don't stick out your legs on Nebraska. Amen. I know. My American people, they understand my lingo. Amen. That's not what I mean. But use your ability. Your God-given ability. Use it to get and achieve and attain and retain what he has destined for your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Even when things are difficult or you are in a difficult situation, find something to be grateful for. Do you know when you are down? That is the time you should pick up the microphone and say, Lord, thank you. Defy every odds. Oh, man. Some people I know, I said to myself, they are bipolar. Even though I will not be bold to tell them, as they will eat me raw, but I said to myself, this one is bipolar. Because right now, you don't know, you have not done them nothing. The next thing is, they lock themselves up in the room. The next thing is, you know, they are moody. Then they don't want to talk. Then, oh, Father Jesus. And even when they want to answer you, they are answering you sheepishly as if you are their problem. I'm not your problem, boo. I am not your problem. You are your own problem. But don't be a bipolar. That the moment a little thing happened, they are smiling. Oh no. I love the way somebody did something one time. I don't want to mention him. But this person felt they will continue to show their bipolar spirit every time. You know the pastor can take all nonsense, right? The pastor will cry, nobody. But this soul says, you, I know what I will do to you. This person brought the bipolar spirit to this sister. The sister said, okay, me too, I will tell you that I can be bipolar. Then the sister too became bipolar too and refused to talk to that sister. Then when the sister became tired, the sister started coming, you know, thinking, you know, it's okay, you know, the pastor, I know what I do to her is bad. But you see, the pastor takes everything. Say, well, what did you just say? The pastor, I'm not the pastor. I want to be like, you know, you can't be like me. I have bipolar. I said, well, right now I want to be like you. I also have bipolar. So that you know how it feels in the body. When you think when people call you, neglect them, you don't want to talk to them. Okay, so you too, you know how it feels in your body. At the point I was like, But at the point it I said, it's good, sometimes it's good. You know, you show them, right? Yeah, no, for real, it's good. Because that's how you're going to save them out from that evil spirit. Don't be like me, you know, what will I do? If the pastor don't talk to them, did you see, he said he's a pastor. He can't even forgive. Oh, yeah. Everybody will fought here. It's all right. But if I fought, did you see the pastor? Oh, wow. Because that is how it's meant to be. So I'm always very careful. So the rock that is to follow man will follow me. Find something to be grateful for because it allows you to redirect a positive energy in a meaningful way. Find something positive. It will help redirect your energy in a positive way. Remember, death and life lies what? In the power of the... Give me Proverbs 18:21. death and life, and as a man useth it. So redirect your energy in a meaningful and a positive way. Redirect it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love you shall what? Eat the fruit thereof. So what is in your tongue? Oh, I don't think God works. I don't think God. Is that what is in your tongue? Or what is in your tongue? Father, I know my situation is not straight right now, but I will continue to serve you. If the devil refused to backslid in his evil, I also refuse to backslid in serving you. I know one day, Lord, before I die, I am going to be that great man of God, that great woman of God that you have called me to be.
Amen.
Number five, remain committed. Number five, remain committed. Don't allow doubt and discouragement to fool you into prematurely giving up on your goals. Don't allow it. Doubt, discouragement, don't let it fool you into prematurely, did you see how I put it? Prematurely giving up on your goal, because you can carry full time. It's premature, my friend. Why is it premature? Because it's tender. It's premature, don't last. Don't let it, listen, don't allow it to fool you to give up your goals. No. Mistakes can happen. The righteous fallen seven times, but God won. Raise him up again. God will raise you up if you are focused. God is not going to raise you up because you fell, right? And then because you fell, you think everything should fall. No. It's not necessary for you to have all the answers. No. But it is necessary for you to stay the course and weather the storm. I repeat. It is not necessary for you to have all the answers. It is not necessary. It is not necessary. You can't have all answers. You cannot have all answers. You try to have every eye dotted, everything crossed, you get into trouble with God.
Amen.
But I tell you this, it is necessary for you to stay the course and weather the storm. Weather the storm. Joseph weather the storm. Moses weather the storm. Jesus weather the storm. If Jesus has not stayed the focus to weather the storm, do you think of the redemption today? Therefore, brethren, your ability to stay in the race determines your winning. If you go out of the race just because your opponent is running faster, every other one is running faster. No, you continue. Continue. Because by the time you get to the car, they might be weak, and God might give you strength, and you are able to what? Outrun them.
Amen.
To stay in the race determines your winning, brethren. Against all odds, face the challenges and remain committed to your goals. Against every odd, face the challenges and what? And remain committed to your goals. You have to go? Stay focused. Let them see. Let them do. You be what? Focus. Because you know what your Redeemer has told you. You know what he has promised you. Like the writer says, a man's opinion cannot what? Dictate his life. People's opinion should not make up your life. Max Monroe quote. He said, people's opinion should not what? Make up your life.
Amen.
Because everybody have opinion. Listen, I have opinion for you because I want you to be like this, shape your head like this, cut your hair like this, do like this. But that shouldn't mean that is what God wants for you. So you be focused and know what does God wants for you. This that I'm doing right now, is that what God wants for me? That should be your focus. Don't do things because A does it, therefore you should do it. Is that what God wants for you? In conclusion, brethren, just because the vision for your life doesn't materialize when you expect it, doesn't arrive in the moment you anticipated, that doesn't mean that the value of the call to destiny isn't just as great. That doesn't mean it's not just as great.
Amen.
Just because what you want is not materializing right now, doesn't mean the value of the call to destiny is not true. It is true. It is very true. Some are called to be a lifetime of commitment and purpose, while others are called to a season of service or a specific moment in time. But I want you to know that there is a divine plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Just because TT has it today does not mean you can have it tomorrow. Stand, be focused, be committed, be grateful, and express what? Gratitude. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
That brings us to the conclusion of the plan.